everybody.
Hey, everybody. Weird. Let's be real. Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
That's honest.
Yeah.
That's very honest.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
2020 is officially behind us. Yay. I don't know what that sound was, but that was a celebratory person horn. And persons, I don't know.
We have a lot of feelings about 2020 being over. We're sure y'all do too.
We are pretty excited about it.
Pretty jazzed.
But we have a new year.
Mm-hmm.
People are usually setting new goals.
Resolutions.
Yeah.
Reflecting.
Yes. Yeah.
Do
no
you
one
know
really
that's...
wants to reflect on 2020. But I'm sure people are still going to. And hopefully we still do. There's like so much positivity that comes from setting resolutions and reflecting, as you're saying, and setting new goals. But mm-hmm. I feel like it could also get really problematic.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. And that's kind of what our conversation is going to be about today, about finding the balance between the positive momentum and using the natural, what do I want to call it? Like,
como se dice.
Kind of the natural breaks in life, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is a natural chapter break, if you will.
Fiscal year.
Yeah. Yeah, so it because of the calendar, because of the way our society is set up, this is a time when we are in transition, and people use moments of transition to, there's a lot of energy that comes with it.
For sure.
There's a lot of energy.
For sure.
And trying to take times of energy and channel that into positive realms is something that humans do that is a good thing. It's a good thing, right? We're oriented towards growth. We're thinking about the future. We're making plans and thinking about how to bring out the best in ourselves.
Definitely.
So all that is good.
So good.
And?
Problematic. I mean, like, if you overdo it, right? Like, if you start saying, I'm going to do a 10,000 new things, and I'm going to be this, I'm going to wake up on January 1st, and I'm going to be a new person.
Yes. That idea of...
That's too much.
Transformation.
Yeah.
Overnight. Right. Is just unrealistic. And
it leads to disappointment.
And so that's something that we wanted to explore as we're setting our resolutions for this new year.
For sure.
Especially with a year that we are feeling so excited to kind of shake off and leave behind us, right?
Like, but also with a year that still has so much uncertainty in it. You know what I mean? Like, exactly, we want to shake it off, but in reality, we kind of can't yet.
In these, God, I really hope that we get, soon. I am looking forward to a time when things are no longer described as, or I never have to hear again, the phrase, uncertain times.
Oh, Lord.
I'm tired of it. But it's true.
It's always uncertain.
Yes. The times are always uncertain. That is part of why it's annoying to me. Absolutely. Because it's a misnomer. The times are always uncertain. And but they are particularly uncertain recently. And I'm definitely looking forward to, and I think a lot of people are, this idea of like getting back to normal or the new normal and what that all will look like. That's kind of a different topic that we're not going to go into.
We're not getting into that today. But that could be a whole
whole other episode.
Yeah, honestly.
Look out for that one in the future.
Please.
But today we want to think about, again, we're looking forward to moving forward, I think is a good way to describe where at least I'm at right now.
For sure. Me too. Ditto.
And so how do we move forward, look forward, use the positive momentum without overdoing it? So what are some things that you have thought about in that?
Oh my gosh. How to do it without overdoing it?
Yeah.
Right? I think it's like setting the goals to me is like such an important practice. And like whether it's a new year, whether it's your birthday, whether it's a Tuesday, I don't care. Set some goals. That's always a great practice. But know that like it takes time to accomplish a goal, right? Like it took me a long time to learn how to do like math and like reading and stuff. It takes time to, if my goal is to be like Ariana Grande, I'm gonna have to like practice. I'm gonna have to like sing. I'm gonna have to work at it. I'm gonna have to do vocal coaching. I don't know. Like, you have to slowly get there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, when you set a goal for New Year's, whatever that goal is, if you, you know, there's, I think there's, like, a statistic that most people stop, you know, they're not doing their New Year's resolutions by February. Mm-hmm. It's already done. And I think instead of just saying, like, oh, I haven't done it, it's February, well, like, March is coming, so start again. You know,
mm-hmm.
April is coming, mm-hmm. start again. There's always the opportunity, if you put something down, to pick it back up.
I agree with that. So I think getting back on the horse is super important. Another thing is that I always think about is the backwards planning, right? Yes. Like, there's not just one type of goal. There are a potentially infinite number of goals.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work on that. Simultaneously, you have to work on that macro level and the micro level and all of the, like, levels in between as well. So I know in my practice, it is a daily conversation that I'm having with my students about goal setting each week and each day,
mm-hmm.
right? For, mm-hmm. like, okay, if you're – but they're all based on the big goal. So we have that conversation of, like, what are your big goals? What's the end of the pathway look like?
Right.
You know, like, literally, I know this year will have been successful if.
Right.
And then fill in those blanks.
Right.
And don't overdo it, right? Like, 3-4 bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really.
Limit yourself.
Force yourself to prioritize.
Yeah, yeah.
Force yourself to prioritize is one of the big things that I say, is, like, putting those limits. Yeah. And then having check-ins, right? You can't just say, like, by the end of 2021, I want to be like, I want to have phased out all of my products that are not, like, eco-friendly that I use in my home, right? By the end of 2021, I want to do, like, whatever your X is, fill in the blank, to have a goal for, like, by the end of the year, I want to have this thing accomplished, without having medium steps in between of, like, what is that going to look like by the end of the quarter?
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to look like at the end of the month? What is that going to look like at the end of this week?
Right.
And so we talk about all of those things of what is your daily practice of goal setting.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the little steps? That's what backwards planning for those. Shout out to my teachers. the teachers out there, you'll be familiar with that, or people who work in education more broadly,
mm-hmm.
Will be familiar with that term. But mm-hmm. it's something that, you know, you start with at the end and then literally plan backwards from that and kind of fill things in. And it's super effective. It's something that I definitely don't only use in curriculum, but right. I use in all areas of my life.
Right, right.
Other people say, like, start with the end in mind, or, like, mm. plan with the goal in mind, mm. or things like that.
And then to that point, I would say something that is also really helpful to me is visualization, right? So if it's, like, a daily reminder, a sticker on the mirror, or a poster in your room, or a screensaver on your phone, anything that you can just keep that goal, like, physically, visually in front of you, mm-hmm. present, you mm-hmm. know? And not something that can just easily be forgotten or wiped away, or not thought about, not seen, not looked at, not thought about for an extended period or any period of time. You know what I mean? If you have something stuck on your mirror, in your room, on your phone, on your laptop, you're going to see that every single day. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be reminded, even if in passing, even if inactively, you'll be reminded of, like, what it is that you want for yourself when you did have that peace and quiet and solitude to, like, think and reflect and figure that answer out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So
it's like being graceful, the actual planning of it and the steps that it's going to require to get to that goal,
uh-huh.
and like visualizing what it is for that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to that point also, you know, not, like you said, not overdoing it, not performing it. The goal of self-care, or the goal of any of your goals, is to accomplish the goal. It's to take care of yourself, not so that you can keep going, but so that you can recognize that that is the priority, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you've set a goal that you want to eat healthier, or go to the gym and lose a bunch of weight, or get really fit, that is for yourself, and that is the priority. But it's not so that you can now be an Instagram model or fit into a size 0. It's for you, yourself. It has to come from within. I think is so important.
Yeah, that is something that we also thought about in approaching this conversation, is especially of like directly bridging from you bringing up social media, is that a performative self-care. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
and what is that? Like, what is performative self-care? What does that look like? How do you recognize it? How do you know when you're self-identify when you're doing it?
Mm-hmm. So I think this is probably I think everybody's boundaries on what is performative versus what is not is going to be different.
Yes.
So when we're thinking about like what is performative self-care, I agree that those mm-hmm. boundaries are going to be different for everybody.
For sure.
Right? They're going to be different for each individual person. Mm-hmm. But so then what is the litmus test, right? Because you can't say, oh, if you post when you are doing X, or if you post 5 times a week or 6 times a week, 7 times a week, then that is like you check the box, you are officially performative self-care.
Right.
It's like, or if you post about, if you post a picture of you eating a salad, you post a picture about you hitting a like fitness goal that mm-hmm. a benchmark that you wanted to hit for mm-hmm. yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you can't categorize it by those things. Those things might be genuine for you to post. And I think that is the litmus test, is that kind of inner feeling of authenticity.
And I would also say too, like even just like removing the social media aspect of it, even if what you're saying is that you're going to do something, you're going to set a goal, or you're going to practice uh-huh. self-care, and it's in a way that is actually destructive to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know, going and volunteering, but doing it in a way that you know that there are going to be additional benefits that come from it. So it's not purely just like the volunteering aspect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so many different ways to perform it. And at the end of the day, it's exactly what you said. It's, if you're not being authentic to yourself, then why are we here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that is a really important thing too, is that tiny little piece of that phrase. We are always thinking about language mm-hmm. and intentionality, and just those little words, two little words, to yourself, right?
Like, yes.
Not being authentic to other people, or what other people's visions are of who you should be, what you should be, why you should be, why, what is a good motivation for doing something. Like, honestly, even ours, question our motivations and our advice for what you should do and why you should do it.
Yeah.
Because it's more about finding your North Star.
Right.
And
exactly.
Rigorously sticking to it.
Yeah. Unapologetically. Mm-hmm. Unapologetically. Mm-hmm. And I love when we were thinking about this conversation and bringing it to the table, you said, I can do anything, but I cannot do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true. That is so true. Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think that it was an important realization in managing just the level of stress that I have on a day-to-day, the level of stress that I see people around me carrying, and balancing that with also the incredible amount of hustle that we have been imbued mm-hmm. with, and recognizing that part of the reason I'm stressed is because I'm really ambitious.
Yeah.
I want a lot for myself. I want a lot for the people around me, and I want everybody else to also be I'm not just ambitious for myself. I'm ambitious for other people.
Yes.
You know, I'm 100%. Like, yes, you can do that. You can get that. Climb that mountain. Let's get those shoes. Let's strap them on. Do you need my help?
Yeah, it's so much more than just like recognizing the potential in someone, but it's also like helping guide them. And that's a natural leadership quality that I think we both carry for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I don't, it's that, that was really important for me in managing the burnout. I think that that's in, now that I'm transitioning from my 20s to my 30s, there was definitely, in my 20s, I was ambitious and was willing to pour from my cup when my cup was empty. Or,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, damn near empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now, in the last couple years especially, it's been, I think, probably a couple years ago was the realization was setting in that, like, this was not a sustainable thing. Mm-hmm. And I was really feeling that, like, in my bones in an authentic way. And then it's been a process of, like, okay, now that we recognize this is a problem, like, what do we do about it? How do I keep accomplishing everything that I want to accomplish and keep increasing my capacity also? Mm-hmm. Because that's the thing, is like, I don't want to peak right now. This is not my peak productivity. I want to keep getting more productive, mm-hmm. more successful, more, you know, like, be able to do more and feel better at the same time.
Yes, yes.
And so...
it's like how to balance that, because again, mm-hmm. the work can't stop. The dreams aren't going to stop and can't stop and won't stop. But how do you get it all done? And then also balance, as we said. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to me, the key to that is hustling and taking those times where you're going to work, even though your cup is empty. And instead of doing that 24/7, we're going to take that and we're going to do that like 12/4, you know, like not all the time. We're going to have big periods where, yes, like, no, we, a person is going to have big periods of like working really, really, really hard. And then also periods of like resting and just not just quiet solitude, mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And building back up, because exactly to your point, you can't, but it's not fair to have your best years, your highest intelligence, your most ambitious and excited about life happen 18 to 24, you know, that typical college age when you first leave high school, whether you go to college or start working immediately or whatever you do. But that age where you're just like ripe, you finally have left the traditional system. And what do you do now? And mm-hmm. It's not fair. I remember there was a point when I was in my 18 to 24 years where I felt like I literally didn't even have 15 minutes in any single day, Sunday, Monday, any day, to do anything. Just literally 15 minutes to myself. And it wasn't until I started going to therapy that my therapist and I really sat down and was like, if you don't have 15 minutes for yourself, why are you living? What is the point? Right? Right?
Yeah. I absolutely agree with that. And that's where we get into, like, kind of circling back to what we thought of early, where we started this conversation, which was, like, figure out your North Star.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing, is figure out your North Star. Limit yourself. 3 to 4 bullet points is where that's my personal threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And like, figure out what is a sustainable threshold for you. How mm-hmm. many bullet points do you have? I'm going to step into my teacher role here. I'm going to give you a limit. Don't do more than 5, please. Don't do more than 5, please, y'all. Like,
for
don't,
what?
5 big bullet points of, like, things that you want to accomplish in a single year. That's, if you have SMART goals, right? Things that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound, 5. Like, don't do more than that. You're going to, especially if they're big things, like 5 big priorities. If you start.
I mean, that's like.
It's a hard exercise.
A goal every 2.5 months, 2+ months, 2-ish months. So that's not enough time.
That's exactly.
That's not enough time.
Not to meaningfully accomplish things that are. And I'm saying, if you have a list of 10 things, look at those things. See how many of those things overlap. How many of those things are really in the same bucket.
Yeah, you know? Because then maybe it's not actually separate goals. Maybe one goal is a stepping stone to accomplishing that greater goal.
Mm-hmm. Things right? that interact with each other. Exactly. Yeah. So I would say, like, big things, 5. And then once you are, again, backwards planning, you might have things that are sub-goals and have lots of sub-goals. But, like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. again, paying attention to, like, your prioritization, to your choices, and to mom's favorite word, calendaring.
Yes. Calendaring, make a plan, balance, take steps, be graceful with yourself,
mm-hmm.
put it on the calendar.
Yeah, put it on the calendar.
And then the biggest thing, why are we here? Take breaks.
Uh-huh.
Take breaks.
Yes. Right? That's like, the premise of this whole thing, right?
Yes. This whole.
Sorry, I'm on break.
Can't do it. Won't and be available.
Eventually, I would love to even get to the place where it's not sorry.
No, I'm not sorry. You know? Sorry that I'm not sorry.
Just like,
I'm going on break.
We'll eventually rename this podcast. Instead of sorry I'm on break, it's no, I'm on break.
Don't you see me sitting here on break?
Go away. I'm on break.
No, for real. For real. For real.
Or even better, come join me. I'm on break.
Come join me on break.
Come join me on break.
But I do think it's fair to, I do, just to like, we were wise in this. I do think it's fair to say sorry, because also it's realistic and it's mature and it's growing up to recognize that when you are taking a break, someone else is then not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And regardless of what you do, what industry, what field, even in personal, yeah. even in your personal life, absolutely. If you're not doing the dishes, somebody else's. If you're not cleaning that, somebody else's. You know what I mean?
Or other people are being impacted by that choice.
Yeah. They're not being able to do whatever they're not able to do. So definitely take a break. Be mindful of your break. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't just live life on a break.
No.
No.
No. No. Our time is too precious.
Yeah.
Our there's time too is much too to precious. Get done. And yes. And there is work to be done.
There's so
if anybody
much to
out
do.
There feels like you don't have a project,
contact us.
Yes.
Contact us. Please reach out.
Please reach out.
Please reach out. Sorry, I'm on break at info.com. Please email.
Yeah, email us. Be like, hey, Lena and Carly, I need a project.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so that's it. I mean,
yeah. Do we want to, let's wrap up again with some strategies and solutions. What are some things that work for us?
Yeah, I think what works for us, the things that I've seen work for me,
top three.
Ooh, top three. You're going to just teacher me right there. Okay.
Top three. Well, we've talked about a lot of things.
So here's what helps me the most. I'm going to repeat things that we talked about because that's why we talked about them.
That's good.
So the things that help me the most is, and what is this helping me stay on my
goals? Top three strategies for having realistic.
Can you say again?
Top three strategies for having realistic, sustainable goals. Either setting them or keeping
what
them.
What are my top three?
Yeah, yeah. If somebody was like, Carly, I'm really having trouble with my goals.
Sticking
I see
to them.
You.
Flourishing.
Being amazing.
And
so
funny.
What else is... No, it's amazing. No,
I'm just joking.
Okay. Yeah, so I see you out here shining.
Naturally.
Yes. The highlight is on fleek. That's
Fenty,
why.
Fenty knows I'm a hustler baby, okay? So we're doing it.
Okay, so top three strategies. Yeah, right. Like, what would we... Somebody's like, oh, I'm really stuck with this. I don't know what to do or how to do. What would you suggest? Three things that work for me are...
I would say be graceful with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't be upset with yourself. That's the very first thing. Don't, like, lose patience with your own damn self. Like, work on that. Then I would say, take breaks. I would say definitely take breaks. And the third one I would say is to, which we haven't necessarily talked about, is I would recruit a board of advisors. And I'm not talking about a paid group of advisors. I'm talking about the people in your inner circle, your family, your friends, your pets, whoever it is who you lean on as your support people. And actively engage them in your life. Make sure you're staying in contact with those people. Make sure you are letting them know what's going on and that they can also help you and say, like, oh, I think you're losing it. Hey, I haven't heard from you in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Like, where are you? Mm-hmm. Make sure that you have people around you who are going to help you hydrate.
Yeah, your accountability buddies.
Accountability buddies, yes.
Oh my gosh, so many students just groaned. If any of my students are out there, shout out.
So what are your three, Lena?
My top three for me, with the way my brain works, I need data. I need numbers, and the way that I do my personal data and numbers is with my Bujo, my bullet journal.
Mm.
We'll dive more into that at another time.
Different
That's
time.
A whole episode in and of itself, but I would say my top thing is journaling. Start a journal practice, whatever it is. Like, look up bullet journaling on YouTube, Pinterest, whatever you do, even just a simple Google, you will find things. You'll find your inspo. It's out there.
Yeah.
An abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my, like, top thing is build a journaling practice of some kind. You need to write stuff down and just be honest with yourself about what is going on in your life without judgment.
Yeah.
Right? Literally just collecting the data.
Yes.
Google doesn't judge your search history. They just save it. That's what you need to do. Just save what is actually happening so that when you are in a time of rest and reflection, you can look back honestly, because our memories are designed to be faulty and favorable in some ways. They are designed to highlight some things to us and to obscure some things to us, to protect our
self-image.
Yeah, exactly.
And our egos. The shreds we have left.
Exactly. So just know that your brain, as beautiful as it is trying to trick you. And so you have to have records.
Not let it.
You Don't have to have it. Records to combat that. So start journaling. Something else that's super, super important to me personally is silent time.
Mm-hmm. Solitude.
Yeah. Like literally... I need that to recharge my batteries. So I guess that's what I would say, is find what helps you fill your cup, charge your batteries, insert metaphor here. You know, like whatever it is that helps you feel rested and recharged, find that thing and make sure that it's on your schedule every week. Every week. I don't like, in if it's a thing that you're like, oh, this what recharges my batteries is a trip to Cancun. You can't do that every week. You need to find something
else. Be realistic.
Something that you can do every single week, at least once a week. Ideally,
if dance party.
Yeah, like a 3-minute dance party.
Mm-hmm. Something physical is the ideal.
On your couch with your dog.
A walk outside.
Mm-hmm. Your cozy socks.
Meditating.
A cup of tea. Meditation. Your favorite album.
A shower.
Right? Like, I mean, you should shower more than once a week. But like, whatever.
If that's
it is,
the only time you have to do like, it, like, definitely do that.
Yeah. But even if it's like maybe like an extra shower.
Yeah, a bath.
Like, candles. Yeah, literally just for the purposes of relaxing.
Yeah.
But like,
cook some food.
Again, but not maintenance. Like, something you do just because it makes you joyful. And if
intentionally.
If you have other things in your life that you do that you like but are also maintenance things. Like, I cook. I love cooking.
Mm-hmm.
We cook all the time. But there's a difference between maintenance cooking because I need to feed myself and...
And it's Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, no, I'm going to take time out of my day today to make Pop-Tarts or make a really amazing salad or I'm going to make chili or something like that. It doesn't even have to be a treat, but just there's a difference. So, yeah, those are my journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Do something to recharge once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And my other thing would be to be mindful of your inputs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your environment, especially the passive ones. And so, yeah, that's something that I notice a lot of times when I'm off track. It's like, literally, are there dirty dishes on your desk next to you? Because I guarantee you, if there are dirty dishes on my desk next to me while I'm teaching, I will stop in the middle of my sentence more. And have, you know, like, just little things like that. So
what's your news feed showing you and telling you?
If
you're on social media, because you're on social media.
What are the things that are in your, be mindful of your environment.
What do you watch?
Something.
What do you listen to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think about your inputs and... Again, like, maybe it's not even changing them necessarily, but just notice. Just notice what's around you all the time and think about, like...
Be mindful.
Being mindful of the things that are of your things that are around you. Be mindful of your inputs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are hella gems that we just gave the people. So go do that and enjoy your 2020, the start to it.
Yeah.
And you'll be hearing from us next week, I feel like.
Uh-huh. We'll see you next episode.
We'll see you next episode. Happy 2021.
God, 2020 is over. Thank whoever you think.
Thank God herself.
Everyone. Thank
Beyonce.
Everyone. We all got through it together.
Yeah, we
did. And also a moment of, like, love and appreciation for those who did not make it through this year.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of people who did not make it through this year for so many reasons, and we'll dive into that another time.
But so many people who lost family members. Yes, we will.
We'll dive into that another time, but, like, you are here.
Yeah.
You are here. You are listening to this podcast. You are setting goals for this year, and, yeah, take a deep breath.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's close with a deep breath. Okay. Let's close with a deep breath.
Like, three deep breaths and a smile.
Three deep breaths.
Three deep breaths. In through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Drop your shoulders. Maybe stretch your neck a little bit.
I like to hold my breaths, too. The top.
That's a good practice.
And let's do last one.
Thanks for taking a break with us.
Yeah, thanks for taking a break with us.